The old Socialist Party stood in the way of this effort, and thus it was necessary, Mussolini wrote in Il Popolo, to assassinate the party in order to save socialism. In another issue, he implored, "Proletarians, come into the streets and piazzas with us and cry, 'Down with the corrupt mercantile policy of the Italian bourgeoisie! Long live the war of liberation of the peoples!'" In 1915, Mussolini was called up for service. He fought well, receiving shrapnel in his leg. The war tended to accelerate his thinking. The soldiers had fought as Italians, not as workers. Their sacrifice was not for the class struggle, but for the Italian struggle. He began to formulate the idea known as trincerocrazia, that veterans deserved to run the country because they had sacrificed more and had the discipline to improve Italy's plight. Echoes of this conviction can be found in the chicken hawk epithet today. Socialism of the trenches seems so much more plausible than socialism of the factory floor, for Mussolini had in effect seen it. On March 23, 1919, Mussolini and a handful of others founded the Foci di Combattimento in Milan, aiming to form a popular front of pro-war leftists, from socialist veterans groups to futurist, anarchist, nationalist, and syndicalist intellectuals. Some highlights from their program: lowering the minimum voting age to 18, the minimum age for representatives to 25, and universal suffrage, including for women. The abolition of the Senate and the creation of a National Technical Council on Intellectual and Manual Labor, Industry, Commerce, and Culture. End of the draft. Repeal of titles of nobility. A foreign policy aimed at expanding Italy's will and power in opposition to all foreign imperialisms. The prompt enactment of a state law sanctioning a legal workday of 8 actual hours of work for all workers. A minimum wage. The creation of various government bodies run by workers' representatives. Reform of the old age and pension system and the establishment of age limits for hazardous work. Forcing landowners to cultivate their lands or have them expropriated and given to veterans and farmers' cooperatives. The obligation of the state to build rigidly secular schools for the raising of the proletariat's moral and cultural condition. A large progressive tax on capital that would amount to a one-time partial expropriation of all riches. The seizure of all goods belonging to religious congregations and the abolition of episcopal revenues. The review of all military contracts and the sequestration of 85% of all war profits. The nationalization of all arms and explosives industries. Ah, yes, those anti-elitist, stock market abolishing, child labor ending, public health promoting, wealth confiscating, draft ending, secularist right-wingers.